the suffering that family members of the disappeared is immense, and I would like to express my wholehearted solidarity to them. The only reason of the existence of the treaty and the committee I belong to is to tackle the problem that derives from this horrendous practice, and particularly to try to bring some justice, some truth, and some reparation to victims and family members of direct victims.
And you mentioned the loved ones and the families of the people who are taken. How do these disappearances affect the communities that they occur in?
A victim of enforced disappearance is not only the disappeared person, that is the abducted person, the person who was deprived of his or her liberty, but also the loved ones, the family members of the disappeared person. The communities also suffer, because if a person has been disappeared, then that community goes into a spiral of fear and anguish, fearing that some others may be subject to the same treatment, to the same fate, if they were friends with a person who was disappeared, if they sympathized with a political movement. That it is such a horrendous practice that really affects not only family members and loved ones, but also the community as a whole.
And you're a member of this Committee on Forced Disappearances. Can you tell me what are some of the biggest challenges that you face when it comes to ending the practice of forced disappearances?
Unfortunately, there is no region in the world where enforced disappearances are absent. Well, one of the biggest challenges that the committee has nowadays is that our convention is only ratified by more than 50 countries, and we need more ratifications of that convention. And to all countries that ratify the convention, to recognize the competence of the committee to consider individual cases.
What should the global community be more aware of when it comes to this issue?
What should countries do at the local level? Well, adopt the measures or those provisions, keeping a very strict registry of every detained person from the moment of the detention until the moment that person is set free. If one person is detained and is not registered, that is not taken to an official detention center, that person is extremely vulnerable of being a victim of enforced disappearance. If those provisions of the treaty are adequately implemented by state parties, then I think we can be hopeful that disappearances could be eradicated in the future.